Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christmas is a day that many people eagerly look forward to. Each year, as we enter December, people start to shop frantically in preparation for Christmas. Many people who celebrate Christmas cannot wait to count down the days on their fingers so that Christmas arrives tomorrow. This eagerness for Christmas is not just us, but it was even more so in the days of Malachi. But the difference is that the people in Malachi's time were so impatient for Christmas that they began to complain and were ready to give up. It had been years since they had returned from exile to Jerusalem, yet their lives had not lived up to their expectations. That expectation was the promise that Haggai and Zechariah had proclaimed to the people, that God would bless them with the return of the nation's prosperity, national expansion, social peace, and the return of God's glory. But they saw no evidence that this had happened. Instead, they had a very hard life. Worst of all, Israel was still in a spiritual impoverished state, despite God's promise that the Messiah would come and that God's glory would again be present. Instead of seeing any sign that the Messiah would come, they saw the bad prospering and the good guys suffering. So they conclude that the Lord loves terrible people who do bad things. In their cynicism, they ask, "Where is the God of justice?" In response to the questioning of his own people, God gives the answer in our text through Malachi. We find it fulfilled in our Lord Jesus, who indeed came in this way. Therefore, I preach to you this morning under this theme: Jesus is coming imminently. And we have 2 points to share. At the first point, the messenger paves his way. And the second point, he will cleanse his people. Now the first point, the messenger paves his way. In the first verse of our text, the Lord of hosts says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." The word "behold" draws particular attention to the words that follow. In those days, the roads were often marginal, so kings would send men ahead to pave them, to fill in the potholes and remove stones and other obstacles. As it was, the Lord sent a messenger to prepare his way so that he could come to his temple. But of course, the preparation for the Lord's coming will be spiritual, not physical. And first, people need to repent of their sins. Then the crooked and rough places in our lives must be smoothed out. What Malachi had in mind was a spiritual purging, the only proper preparation for Christmas, for the coming of the Messiah. And this messenger in chapter 4 and verse 5 is identified as Elijah. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus clearly identified this messenger as John the Baptist. He was sent to prepare the way for Jesus' first coming. the first of Christmas by preparing a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Christmas 2021 is almost upon us. But let us not forget that the Lord could come again on any day now. So not only just we prepare for Christmas 2021, but we must also be ready to prepare ourselves at all times, because he could also come again tonight or tomorrow. What are we preparing for? Just as the most important ingredient in preparing for Christmas is not hanging lights on the eaves and trees in the yard, buying lots of presents for the children or grandchildren, or preparing a gezellig Christmas family party. The most important ingredient in preparing for Christmas is repentance and faith, like the Israelites. We must repent and do a spiritual house cleaning so that we will welcome the Messiah ready, just as we will be ready for the bride of her husband. And this brings us a second point. He will cleanse his people. The second half of the first verse says, "And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he's coming." The Lord and the messenger of the covenant in this statement refers to the same person, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So this is an apt description of Jesus Christ, who brings us the covenant of promise. Although the Lord will come suddenly to his temple, he will not be without notice. First, he will be heralded by his messenger, John the Baptist, proclaiming the coming of the Messiah and his kingdom, and calling all to repentance and readiness. Sadly, not only did the Israelites not listen to the voice of John the Baptist, but they also did not recognize Jesus, whose cleansing of his father's house paved the way for himself to the cross of Calvary. Most of the people at that time missed their Messiah and were put under the penalty as prophesied. But the small remnant of Israel who received and accepted, believed Christ's message of salvation at his first advent, received the fulfillment of the promise, the forgiveness of sins, and the promise of eternal life. They became the ones who laid the foundation for the New Testament church age. Just as all who believe in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection are no longer condemned, but are made a new creature in him. The second verse says, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap." The day of his coming refers to the great and awesome day of the Lord come. The day of the Lord is an eschatological event that will bring judgment to the guilty and salvation to the faithful. The day of the Lord is mentioned several times in the prophets. Malachi's prophecies, judgment, still need to await its fulfillment on the day of Christ's return. At that time, people will ask a terrible question: who can endure the day of his return, and who can stand at his appearance? This statement suggests a great test, the test of fire. The expected answer is that no one can endure it. or that few are ready for such a test. For he's like a refiner's fire. The image here is of a man who refines a metal by melting it over a fire. As the metal melts, the pure metal remains at the bottom, while the impurities flow to the top and drawn out and discarded. Metal refineries are hot, dirty, and dangerous places. The process by which metal is purified is uncomfortable at best and deadly at worst. And so it will be when the Lord comes, first, he will separate the clean from the unclean by fire, and then draw out and cast away the dirty. Through this refining process, the Lord makes his people worthy of his presence. Verse 2c says that he is like fuller's soap. It is not the soap as we use for face washing, but cleaning lye. That is corrosive and quite effective in producing bright white clothing. So when Jesus returns, he will cleanse the world from its uncleanness, and every stain of sin will be washed away. Jesus' goal will be to judge evil and purify his people. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Like a fire that refines people, he will burn away the impurity of the priests. Like a lime for worship, he will wash away their filth. The priest will then be able to offer sacrifices from a pure heart. The offering at that time will be similar to those made at the beginning of the temple. Once the church leaders are purified, they will not only be able to offer sacrifice of righteousness, but they will also be able to begin to purify Judah and Jerusalem. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former days. In the days of old and in former days refers to Solomon's time. The refining fire and washing soap indicates the divine and burning judgment of the Messiah at his second coming to rule in the New Jerusalem. His purifying brightness and absolute holiness will influence those who serve him to make a clean temple and a purified priesthood. At the second coming of Christ, God will purge the wicked and purify the remnant of Israel. The wicked will be baptized with the fire of judgment and receive eternal condemnation. Well, the whole tribe of Christ, the believing Israel, will be restored. The refining fire of judgment will burn away all dross and disobedience, and the washing soap will purify the nation of Israel spiritually. Those who believe in Christ for salvation will not be condemned, but those who do not believe in him are already condemned. Brothers and sisters, God calls us through Malachi to prepare for the Lord's return on the day of judgment by reminding us to repent of our sins, to rejoice in our salvation, and then respond with an offering of love and thanksgiving. Another Christmas is fast approaching. Any day now, the Lord could come again. John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. The Lord is coming. He has winnowing basket in his hand to lift up the clean field of wheat and gather it into barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. We'd better take heed of his warning seriously. Amen.